Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. It's Friday night, and you know what that means. Prolific Fire Ministry is honored to present to you Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pace. But tonight, I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Welcome, 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 everybody, to Faith on the Line. The song I played was Catch the Wind by Melissa Hester. With that being said, let me tell you how it's going to work. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, if you can hear me, that's right, if you're online and you can hear me, and you know you need prayer, you desire prayer, you still have time to call in to receive prayer. The number is 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. I'm going to pray what the Lord has put in my spirit for tonight, after which I'll come back and open up the phone lines for anybody that desires prayer.
This Father's Day, pro-grade power tools are within Dad's reach and yours at the Home Depot, where right now your choice of select pro-grade Milwaukee Red Lithium tools are only $99 each. Drill drivers, impact drivers, lithium-ion batteries, and more. Want to treat Dad like a pro? Give him power tools pros use. Select Red Lithium power tools from Milwaukee, just $99 each. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details, valid through June 20th.
Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight on Faith on the Line, I would like to use as a foundation Mark chapter 4. You see, in Mark chapter 4, the disciples found themselves in a storm. Like many of you, they found themselves in the midst of a storm. They were panicking and they were afraid. So they woke up Jesus, and the Bible says he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea. He rebuked the wind and the sea. He said, peace, be still. And that's tonight's prayer focus, peace, be still. Somebody, you need to say that to yourself, peace, be still. That's what he said to the wind and the sea. I love it from the AMPC, the Amplified Classic Bible. It says, and the wind ceased, sank to rest, as if exhausted by its beating. Again, the AMPC says on Mark 4, and the wind ceased, sank to rest, as if exhausted by its beating. Before I even get into the prayer, I want to tell you up front, the storm that you're in, God is going to exhaust that storm that you're in. It's going to feel as though that storm has took a beating. It's going to exhaust that storm that you're in. It's going to feel like that storm itself took a beating. Hold on and believe. Just tell yourself, peace, be still. Because God is working in the midst of that storm. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for all these precious ones gathered here tonight on Faith on the Line. God, I thank you for those represented on the phone lines, God. I thank you for all those represented online, God. Thank you for them, Lord God. I ask that you speak to their spirit, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to calm down. Help them, Lord God, to see, Lord God, that there's peace even in the midst of this, God, because you're going to walk them through that storm, Lord God. Let them know that they're not in the storm alone. The same way the disciples woke you up, God. Let them know that they can wake you up. They can wake Jesus up just by calling on his name. And I thank you, Lord God, for letting us on tonight that we are not alone in the things that we're going through. Somebody say it once again to yourself, peace, be still. That's to calm your nerves. Somebody, peace, be still. Peace, be still. Stacy, peace, be still. Natasha, peace, be still. Everybody that's listening tonight, peace, be still. Calm your nerves because God is working in the midst of it. He's going to exhaust that storm. He's going to beat that storm so bad that the storm will have to bow to him. The storm is going to have to bow. It's going to have to calm down. It's going to have to stop. And I thank you, Lord God, for releasing somebody's storm tonight, God, for stopping the things that they're going through, Lord God, for changing things around for them, Lord God, for healing and delivering, Lord God, I thank you. For working a miracle tonight, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for not being afraid of the things that we're afraid of, Lord God, but stepping in and stepping in bold and stepping in right on time. I know we feel as though sometimes you're late. And we pray to you as though you're late, and we get frustrated, God. But we know tonight, we're learning tonight through this prophetic word that you're delivering through prayer. We're learning that you're never late and that you're going to exhaust everything that we're going through, God. We thank you, Lord God, that the storm is not above you, God, but you're above everything that we're going through, God. Financially, Lord God, you're still above the situation, God. Marital situation, you're still above it. Somebody, God is going to heal your marriage. God is going to deliver your marriage. God is going to touch that spouse. God is going to touch that loved one. Just keep on believing. Keep on believing. Keep on believing. Somebody, you can't get sleep tonight, even in the midst of what you're going through, because the storm is not going to override you. The storm is not going to override you. Peace, be still. I speak that to your spirit. I speak that to your mind. I speak that to your heart. I speak that to your soul. Let that be your will. Every morning when you get up, let that be what you will to do. You will to walk in peace. You will to have peace. And you will have peace in the name of Jesus. Peace, be still. No storm will defeat you. No situation will defeat you. No person will defeat you. No purpose that the enemy is trying to send will defeat you in the name of Jesus. This is your victory and your victory season. I declare it over you in the name of Jesus. I declare it over you in the name of Jesus. I declare it over you in the name of Jesus. Somebody, when you go back to the doctor, you will get a good report. Somebody, when you step into the courtroom, favor will be on your side. Somebody that needs to foreclose on a home, it will be in your favor. You need to foreclose the home and move on and clean up your credit. It will work out in your favor. I thank you, Lord God, that you're doing in this season. You're doing it tonight, God. Thank you for being a turnaround, God. Even in the midst of a storm, you're turning things around. I thank you, Lord God, that when we're panicking, you're still calm. Thank you for being calm. Thank you for being calm. Teach us to be calm. Teach us to look a storm in the face and to be calm and to speak your word, to always speak your words, to never deter from your word, but to always speak what you have said. And you said in your words of peace, be still. That's our word tonight, peace, be still, because you are exhausting the storm that we're in. You're going to exhaust it. You're going to beat it, because we know that you are a champion. We know that you're King of Kings. We know that you are Lord of Lords. Therefore, tonight, I counsel our fear. There is no fear in us. There's no fear in our being. You have not given us the spirit of fear. And yes, whoever's listening to me tonight and going through whatever you're going through, you're going to get through it. Hear me tonight, you're going to get through it. We thank you for moving and for doing what you're doing on tonight. We give you honor. We give you praise. Now, the Bible don't say how many disciples was in the storm, because it really don't matter. I'm saying that to make a point. It don't matter who's in the storm with you, and all of you are afraid. It don't matter. It only takes one of you to be bold. Just one of you to be bold and to believe God on tonight. The rest of them that's connected to the situation, they may not believe, but you're the one on the phone line. You're the one that's online. You're the one that's listening to the podcast. Therefore, God is calling on your faith. God is waking up your faith on tonight. The same way the disciples woke up Jesus, God is calling on your faith tonight. He's waking up your faith tonight, and he asks that you believe, that you believe, that you believe that he's going to do it for you. And I thank you, Lord God, that whoever receives it tonight, you're going to do it for him, and do it for him in a major way, God. We thank you for moving above what we can do on our own. Thank you for being above what we can be on our own. Thank you for being an awesome God. We love you tonight. We love you tonight. We love you and we adore you tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for riding it out with us. We have days when we just don't know. We have nights when we have, but we thank you for riding it out with us and turning it all around. Because somebody's going to sleep good tonight. Somebody's going to have better days. Better days are coming. Better days are coming. And I'm not just going to say better days, but the best is ahead of you. I thank you, Lord God, that the best is ahead of you, ahead of us, ahead of us all, in the name of Jesus. If you gather here tonight, this word is for you. This prayer is for you. You didn't gather for anything, just for anything, just for nothing, but you're here to receive. So we ask that you receive on tonight and receive and receive and receive and keep receiving. That means if you got to keep playing this prayer, keep doing so, because God is going to move, and he's going to move on your behalf in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you the honor. We give you the praise. You are awesome in all of your ways. Therefore, we love you. We bow before you. We give you the glory and honor and the praise. Amen.
This Father's Day, pro-grade power tools are within Dad's.
tonight, if there's anybody live on the phone lines designed prayer, just press 1 on your phone, and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. I pray that you receive what the Lord put in my spirit and that you remember from tonight's prayer and prophecy, peace be still. Whatever you're going through, the answer is still, peace be still. Calm your nerves and go through, because God is with you. Jesus is with you, as he was with the disciples. If you desire prayer, just press 1 on your phone. Once again, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Faith on the Line with Prophetess Faith. While I wait to see if there are any prayer requests, I want you to know that you can find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophetess Faith, and like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also, check out my blog at Prophetess Faith. .blogspot.com. There's prophetessstacy.blogspot.com. Okay, I see that there are no live prayer requests tonight. Well, if you need prayer, Bible-based consultation, you can always call or text me at 865-408-8690. Again, that's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com, prolificfire@gmail.com. Be sure to join me on Prolific Fire Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. By calling the same number that some of you called tonight, which is 347-426-3782, or going to blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire. The message for Monday will be, God, forgive me for this. Something that we all can relate to. God, forgive me for this. Until then, until next Friday, until Monday night, if you choose to listen in Monday night, until then, God bless each of you.